Thank you for coming to the Children's Library. Today, Grace Lynn will be reading definitely her book, A Big Bed for Little Snow. If we have time, we might also read A Big Moon Cake for Little Star. She'll also be doing a signing after this at 2:15-ish. Right outside of the Children's Library door to the right is going to be her table. If you'd like to buy either of these books, you can buy them to the left at the bookseller's table. Thank you.
All right. Hi, everybody. Let's see if I can make this work. All right. So nice to see all of you. I'm Grace Lynn, and I'm an author and an illustrator. So who here knows what an author does? Anyone know what an author does? What does an author do? Yes, the author writes a book. So I write books, but I'm also an illustrator. What else? So what does an illustrator do? Yes, the illustrator draws the pictures. So I write books and I draw the pictures, and I write and illustrate all different kinds of books. I write and illustrate picture books like this. I write and illustrate early readers like Ling and Ting, not exactly the same, and I write and illustrate novels like Where the Mountain Meets the Moon. But today, what I wanted to do is share with you this book, because this is my most newest book. This book just came out on Tuesday, and this book is called A Big Bed for Little Snow. This book is kind of a companion book to this book that came out last year. This is my book, A Big Moon Cake for Little Star. Can you kind of see how they go together? But we'll read this one first. All right, so this is Little Snow. And I have my own little bed. Well, Little Snow has a big bed. I have my own little bed here, but I'm going to open this and show you about this later. All right, so this is called A Big Bed for Little Snow. And look, here's all these birds flying in. And as the birds are flying, look, do you see what Little Snow's mama, this is Little Snow's mother, that's Little Snow, whoopsie. And look, they're picking up all these feathers off the ground. Do you think they came from the birds? All right. When winter came, Little Snow's mommy made a big new bed just for him. Now you have warm feathers to sleep on, mommy said. Then she looked at her little boy. Little Snow, this bed is for sleeping, not jumping. Little Snow grinned and nodded. How many of you like to jump on the bed? Do you think Little Snow likes to jump on the bed? That night, tucked into his big bed, Little Snow closed his eyes as Mommy kissed him goodnight. Let's give Mommy a kiss too. Everybody go, mwah. Thump, thump, thump. Let's make the noises like mommy's feet that are going thump, thump, thump. Can you put your fists together and go like this? Thump, thump, thump. Very good. Thump, thump, thump. Little Snows listened to mommy's footsteps fade away. Finally, it was quiet. Little Snow opened his eyes. So was Little Snow really sleeping? No, he was just pretending. He rolled off his bed. Whoopsie, I skipped a page, I think. Opened his eyes. He rolled off his bed and looked at it. His bed was so puffy and big and bouncy. What does his bed look like? A cloud. And it's so puffy and big and bouncy. What would you want to do with this bed? Jump on it? What do you think? This little Snow, what is his face saying? Is his face going, Is it going, Let's all together go, Little Snow grinned and then jump, jump, jumped. Okay, let's do little sitting jumps. Can you guys go, let's do jumps. Go jump, jump, jump. Very good. Tiny feathers squeezed out of his bed and fluttered down. Did you see what happened? Little Snow jumped on his bed and he made a little tiny tear. And look, little feathers are coming down. Uh-oh, let's make that thumping noise. Ready, go. Thump, thump, thump. Uh-oh, was Mommy coming? Little Snow flopped down on his bed. Little Snow, Mommy said, what are you doing? Nothing, Little Snow said, and he put his head back down on his big bed. So let's put our head back down on our big bed and pretend we're sleeping. But in the morning, Little Snow woke up. So wake up. He listened for his mommy's footsteps. Do you hear anything? Everybody listen. Do you hear anything? No. It was quiet. So Little Snow grinned and jumped and jumped. Let's do two jumps. Jump, jump. Uh-oh, look. More tiny feathers fluttering down. Okay, ready? Thump, thump, thump. Uh-oh, was mommy coming? Little Snow flopped down on his bed. Pretend to be sleeping. All winter, whenever Little Snow was near his big bed, he listened for mommy's footsteps. Do you hear anything? Listen, do you hear anything? No. If it was quiet, Little Snow jumped and jumped and jumped. Sometimes Little Snow jumps small, soft jumps. So let's make four soft, small jumps. Can you make it whispery jumps? Jump, 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 jump. Sometimes he jumped big, high jumps. Let's do three big, high jumps. Jump, jump, jump. One day, Little Snow jumped so high and landed so hard, he made a rip in his bed. Oh my gosh, look at that big rip. Look at all the feathers. All flying out of his bed. Falling, 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 falling. What a lot of feathers fell that day. Do you guys see where the feathers went? Oops, sorry. Did you see where all the feathers fell? Looks like we thought Little Snow's bed was on the ground, but where is his bed really? Where is it really? It's a cloud in the sky. Whoopsie. Whoops, there's supposed to be feathers in here, but they fell out. They must have fallen in the snow too. So you can see his bed was a cloud, and all the feathers were really what? Snow. All right. When winter was over, Mommy came to clean out the feathers from Little Snow's bed. But there were no feathers, just like in my envelope. There's no feathers. But Little Snow's bed was empty. Little Snow, Mommy said, did you jump all the feathers out of your bed again? So why is Little Snow's bed empty? Yes, he jumped all the feathers out. Yes, Little Snow said, but he grinned. Aren't you glad? Now all we have to do is fill it again next year. And so then it's not winter anymore, so he doesn't need feathers and he doesn't jump on the bed anymore. But do you think he'll jump again next winter? Yes. All right, so that was a big bed for Little Snow. Did you like it? All right. All right, do you want me to do this one? Okay, so this one. Great. Well, now you can hear this one too, okay? This one is called a big moon cake for Little Star. This is Little Star. She is kind of Little Snow's cousin. All right, so this is Little Snow. How many of you know what a moon cake is? Does anybody know what a moon cake is? Oh, well, a moon cake is a special cake that a lot of us in Asian culture, we eat at the moon festival. But this is a special kind of moon cake. All right, because this is Little Star, and that's her mama, and they are making a big moon cake. So I thought, why don't we make our own pretend moon cake right now? You want to do that just like Little Star? All right, let's make our own pretend moon cake. First things first, everybody grab a bowl and put it in your lap. Say, bowl, bowl, bowl.
All right, so first things first, let's put some golden syrup into our bowl. So grab some golden syrup and put it in the bowl and say, pour. All right, now grab some water, put some water in the, with your golden syrup, say, add. Okay, get some oil, let's drizzle some oil into our bowl. Say, drizzle. All right, let's put some flour in. We need some flour. So you're going to sift your flour. So you have a sifter with like a crank. So you get some flour, put it in your sifter, and you're going to crank it in. Say, crank. Okay, let's stir this up. Grab a spoon. Say, stir. All right, all the ingredients are stirred, but we have to knead this dough. So to knead the dough, you have to make two fists with your hand and kind of gently punch your dough. So go, knead. All right. All right, so we've got dough. Let's see. A little star's got dough, but she has a lot more dough than I have. So this is my idea. I will hold my bowl up like this, and you guys throw your dough into my bowl, so we'll have just as much dough as she does. Okay, so throw. Okay, good. All right. I'll stir mine up. All right, I'll put it in. Let's see. Now I've got a nice flat thing just like her. All right, and let's see what Little Snow's mama's putting it into the oven. I guess I should put mine in the oven here. All right, let's grab this. We'll pretend this is the oven. All right, let's count to 12 while it cooks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ding! All right. The moon cake is done, and Little Star's moon cake is done, too, and it's really big. Let's see what Little Star does with her moon cake. Little Star's mama hid the big moon cake. I mean, sorry, Little Star's mama laid the big moon cake onto the night sky to cool. Now, Little Star, mama said, your moon cake took us a long time to bake, so let's see if you can make it last a while. Can you remember not to touch this big moon cake until I tell you to? Yes, Mama, Little Star said, nodding. And Little Star remembered as she brushed her teeth, washed her face, snuggled into bed, and fell asleep. So let's pretend we're Little Star. Everybody, brush your teeth, wash your face, snuggle into bed, and fall asleep. Okay, wake up. We have to see what Little Star did. Oh, in the middle of the night, Little Star woke up. She forgot everything her mama had said and only remembered the big moon cake. It's hard to forget what a big moon, such a big moon cake, huh? Pat. Little Star's soft feet tiptoed to the big moon cake. So let's pretend we're Little Star. Take your fingers and tap them on your lap. Like pat. She's making soft little noises. Would her mama notice if she took a tiny nibble? Little Star didn't think so. Yum. So let's all take a little nibble. Go, yum. Oh, but was someone coming? Little Star flew back to bed. So tap, all the way back to bed. The next night, Little Star remembered the big moon cake again. That one big bite had been so sweet and tasty. Was the cake still there? Do you think the cake's still there? Yes, it was. There was that big moon cake, an almost perfect circle, all alone and delicious in the sky. Would her mama notice if she took another tiny nibble? Little Star didn't think so. Let's all take another tiny nibble. Go, nibble, yum. And then Little Star flew back to bed, tap. And the next night, what do you think Little Star remembered? What do you think she remembered the next night? Yes, the moon cake, the big moon cake, of course. Would Mama notice if she took another tiny nibble? Little Star didn't think so. Let's all take another tiny nibble. Yum. And the night after that, what did Little Star do? Nibble, yum. Let's take a nibble. Yum. And then night after night, little star took tiny nibble after tiny nibble of the big moon cake. Let's eat up this moon cake all together. Go nibble, nibble, yum. 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 Nibble, 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 yum. 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 Uh-oh. One night, little star's mama went to look for the big moon cake. Where was it? It was gone. Instead of a glowing round cake, there was just a trail of twinkling crumbs. Can you say, uh-oh? Little star, her mama said, shaking her head even though her mouth was curving. You ate the big moon cake again, didn't you? Little star looked up, her grin reflecting her mama's smile. Yes, mama, little star said, nodding. Now, let's go make another one. And look, they're back in the kitchen making a moon cake. Should we make another moon cake too? All right, let's make another moon cake. Do you remember how to do it? First, you start with a bowl. Okay, ready? And put a bowl in your lap. Say, bowl, bowl, bowl. Okay, we're going to pour the golden syrup in. Say, pour, pour, pour. Okay, you're going to add the water in. Say, add, add, add. You're going to drizzle in the oil. Say, drizzle, drizzle, drizzle. You're gonna crank in the flour. Sift it in. Say, crank, crank, crank. Okay, you're going to grab your spoon. You're going to stir it. Say, stir, stir, stir. Okay, you're going to knead the dough. So make two fists and knead the dough. Say, knead, knead, knead. All right, now throw your dough into mine. Say, throw, throw, throw. All right, I'm going to knead it up. I'll put it in. Bing. Let's all count to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Ding! It's a whole new moon cake. So I think we are great bakers. Good job, everybody. All right, well, I think that's the end of my story time. Did anybody have a question they'd like to ask me? Go ahead. Exactly. Do you see how it made the phases of the moon? Yes. So little star makes the phases of the moon, and little snow makes it snow. Any other questions? Go ahead.
To look like something else.
Yes, it's something that looks like something else. They're kind of like in some people call them pourquoi stories, which is kind of like a story that explains why things happen. But it's not true, but it's a fun way to think of why things happen. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
In the year with the dog, how did you get the idea for like all the characters?
Oh, okay, so she's asking about my book, The Year of the Dog, which is one of my novels, and that novel is almost, I would say it's 98% true. So where did I get the ideas for the characters? From real life, because they're all based on real people. Go ahead.
So I think, I was just noticing that each one, for the first book, it was the moon, showing the phase of the moon, and then the stars for her crumbs. And for this one, it's maybe the cloud and how the cloud can move and change, and then the snow.
Very good. Exactly.
I noticed that in the big when he was jumping, and then until the snow was gone and it was empty.
Yes, very good. He jumped all the feathers out of his bed, and then made it empty. And then winter was over because there was no more snow.
So little snow's mom and the other's mom and little star's mom both came after when they both.
did something wrong.
That's true. These kids are a little bit naughty. Have you ever been naughty? But not in a bad way. Go ahead.
I noticed at the bottom right there is Little Star.
Yes, Little Star. I told you they were kind of cousins. All right. Oh, go ahead.
I noticed that in each book, if you read them again and again and again, the same thing will happen each night.
Yes,
and each winter.
It happens again. So in A Big Moon Cake for Little Star, you know, the moon, it disappears, but then it comes back. When they bake that moon and they take out a new moon, it comes back again. And then with the snow, it snows all winter, and then winter is over, and then next winter the snow will come again. All right.
I noticed that in both books, the moms, like, do the same thing. It's like the same story, but just different seasons and
That's true. Do you ever think your mom does the same thing again and again?
Yeah.
Maybe, I think that might be why.
Anybody else have a question?
Is it in the sky or not?
Is it in the sky or not? Well, in my imagination, both Little Star and Little Snow live up in the sky. So in my imagination, it's in the sky.
Excuse me?
If it's in the sky, then why is Little Star on the ground?
That's not Little Star. That's my daughter who posed for the pictures for Little Star. So it's a little meta. Go ahead.
I have a question.
Sure.
About where the mountain meets the moon.
Okay.
Why did Dragon feel so at home when he got to Fruitless Mountain?
Ah, that's a good question. So she's asking a question about my book, Where the Mountain Meets the Moon. And in that book, a dragon lands on a mountain and he feels at home. And the reason why he feels at home is because the mountain, this is very complicated, the mountain, this dragon was born from a painting. So he was really a drawing, he was really a painting of a mountain that came to life. And one of the things you need to do when you paint with Chinese painting is you need a stone to paint with. And the stone that was used to paint him with came from that mountain. So that's why he felt like he was at home, because he realized that this mountain was actually kind of a part of him. Did that make sense? All right. Oh, I was going to do one. Do you guys want me to do one little drawing for you? All right. So, do you think I could borrow that marker? Excuse me. Do you think I could borrow that marker, this black one? Is that okay? Can I have it? I'll give it back to you. Is that okay? All right. So, in Where the Mountain Meets the... I'm sorry. In A Big Moon Cake for Little Star, you could see that Little Star has a rabbit with her the whole time. And that's because in Chinese culture, you know how here we say that there is a man on the moon? You might hear somebody say, look up and say, look, the man on the moon. Well, in Asian culture, they look up and they don't see a man on the moon. They see a rabbit on the moon. So they say in the moon festival, if you look up and if you see a rabbit on the moon, you can send your wish to the rabbit on the moon, and the rabbit will bring it to the moon lady. That's the queen who lives on the moon. And if it's a good wish, they will make your wish come true. So what I thought I'd do now is I'll draw you a rabbit on the moon, and you can all make your wish and hope that it comes true, okay? So here we go. So I always make my rabbit kind of like this, right? With nice long ears. All right, and then let's put him on the moon. Whee! All right, and then I'll count to 12, and you guys can all make your wish on the rabbit on the moon. Ready? Make your wish. You have to send it silently. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, I hope your wish comes true. So thanks so much. It was so nice to see you today.
Thank you, everyone, for coming today. Again, Grace Lynn will be signing books. A Big Bed for Little Snow will be available to purchase on the left little table outside of the front doors. If you already have a book, Grace will be signing it on the right side. So thank you.